Several weeks ago, Jeannie came to me and she said, I found this terrific website. And she showed it some of the things that she had seen, and she said, I think that maybe I could use this for Big Music Sunday. And then she gave me one final reading, and she said, maybe you could work this into your sermon. But you know, one thing that they taught us in seminary is there comes a point in time when everything has been said that needs to be said, and all that's left is the amen. Well, what she gave me is the amen. More thoughts from Grantley Moores. If the Lord wanted to see us, black and white vision should have been sufficient. Instead, he lavished upon us the ability to reveal, to revel in an estimated 7 million discreditable views. In the magnificent Garden of Eden, just one tree was forbidden. A lesser God would have banned every tree but one. One bland, nutrient-rich food could keep us healthy. Instead, we have been divinely showered with a vast array of tastes, aromas, and textures. Wherever we look, we see the creative genius and the extravagant generosity of the one who invites and empowers us to imitate him. Music is our opportunity to reflect this aspect of our divine nature. Beautiful music is like gold in Solomon's temple. It theoretically was not necessary, but God is worthy of nothing else. To follow the example of the psalmist, however, we cannot stop here. Only God can effect a spiritual change in our hearts. Through faith and prayer, we must allow him to empower our songs. Yet even this is not enough. Our Lord expects us not merely to sing our songs, nor even to pray them, but to live them for the glory of God. Finally, we must never lose sight of our highest calling, to direct our music to the one who alone deserves all praise. To God be the glory.